Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is January the 29th, 2018. Just want to thank you all for being a part of today's show. We have a live broadcast for you and looking forward to that. And we're going to get going in that. Just before we do, let me give you the telephone number. If you'd like to get in on the conversation that we'll have today, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the number to give us a call if you'd like to get in on today's show. And definitely would love to have you in on today's show at any time, because your overall thoughts and your your overall thoughts and opinions is greatly appreciated here. So definitely want to have you engaged in that. So, well, before we get into today's show, every one of you, please, as the radio, you hear me making all these side noises and stuff. As the critical, hold on 1 second. Let me fix this. I had a refresh. Before we get going, as you heard on the radio advertisement, Black Talk Radio Network is looking for your overall support in maintaining its overall social, economic, cultural direction. And if you could be a part of that by actually giving some of your financial energy by way of donations to the network to continue to go forward. We'll greatly, greatly appreciate that. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And when you're there, follow the donation icon. And also you can do that, and that will support the network so that this network can continue to grow. You can also go be a part of a social media outlet known as BTR Community, and BTR Community is only $24 a year. It's a social media outlet, just like the other mainstream social media outlets, but this one is much healthier for you because it is not harvesting your overall information. It is not adversely affecting you, and it gives you the opportunity to actually, instead of using your overall post, you can use your post to your benefits as well. So you could do that through Black Talk. If within reason, folks, within reasons, within good reason, within prudent reason, because I know a lot of people, good people, but they just think different. And sometimes you can't have that type of, it's funny, it's cool, but can't do that here. So please, within reason, but be a part of Black Talk Radio Network, because that supports this network. It's only $24 a year. That's $24 within the whole year to support Black Talk Radio Network and to ensure that it will be moving forward. Very, very reasonable for the overall great, great wealth of information that is passed in the relationships and everything else that's built here through Black Talk Radio Network and all of the networks that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You know, one of the things that's very, very important, you got to remember the overall programmers, those that actually bring you the shows and do the shows, those individuals, you know, are doing a bunch of other things in life. And so to come on here to bring it to you is because they're sincere about what they're doing, and they are not getting paid. They are not, but see, their overall wealth of the worth that they have is being able to engage with you and to bring you stuff, information that is important to them that they found that they could share with you all. That is what's so needed. So this network needs to be here for that type of platform to be going forward and growing and developing and maturing into a much, much more capable and provide that much. So that is going to require a commitment from you all. The network can do it. It's up to the people now and the people. So the people have to support. So that is very, very important. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Prosperity Mint is a full-service precious metals dealership where you can acquire real money. You could save as a king or a queen or a lady and a gentleman and not save as a slave, because the wage of a king and a queen is gold. The wage of a lady and a gentleman is silver. The wage of a slave is they always give slaves debt, worthless, depreciating, no value, nothing. So that's because they're stealing your energy. So even though they pay us all as slaves, the system, the economic system, you don't have to save as one. So you could do that through Prosperity Mint. So make sure that you check out what's in inventory there, then email Prosperity Mint and just say that you are wanting to acquire some metals, and then they will show you and tell you the proper buying process and procedures that is to your advantage, which you need to know. So check out that. Next, if you would like to be a part of the crowdfunding crowdsourcing platform known as Coins of Change that we have, definitely worthwhile. You could do that with us by emailing powerincrowdfunding.com, powerincrowdfunding.com, and also go to Coins of Change presentation by David W. Did some YouTube videos. We'll be doing some more just to show you the overall value and why it's why coins of change is such a necessary and valuable thing, especially when people use it and facilitate. It does actually work, but it just needs, like anything else, it's not a lottery system. You have to work it pretty much like anything else. And it is very, very beneficial. Crowdfunding, crowdsourcing place where you can actually develop. So, one second. Next, we're going to, let me see what else is, oh, forgot. Okay, here we go. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, as far as the April RDP, Real Deal Preppers Summit, I actually, over the weekend, I actually went to a very nice, prestigious gun club in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, made the connections with the individuals that are managing of the facility, very open to having RDP Summit there, where they will be giving firearms training and classes and certifications for you, the general, for everyone that will be participating in it. And we're, so it is definitely going to be a go. Just have to work out some of the logistical things. Here's one of the things is that unless, you know, we have a large number of people coming to the RDP Summit, they're not going to be able to close off that business primarily for us on the weekend. During the week, yes. But depending on how many people come, then we may be able to actually rent out the whole facility. It just is business. It just has to be profitable for them. And so the facility is a first-rate facility. Once we have more information, or once we actually have more confirmation and the agreement is there, I will let you know the overall gun club so that you can start to research and see it is a first-rate gun club where they'll be able to serve food. For gentlemen that are ladies and gentlemen that like to smoke cigars, they have a cigar area. It's actually a private gun club, and we're looking at actually having the overall RDP summit there. I think it's a top rate facility. They have enough shooting bays that we would be able to use. So going to let you know actually how that works. So we're going to have the RDP Summit where ladies, you can come and learn proper firearm safety techniques and how to shoot. Gentlemen, you will be able to learn proper firearm safety techniques and how to shoot as well. And we will also have some tactical training for you all, proven tactical training for you all, and the importance of that. And then we will also have we may have that on a Friday so that we can rent out the overall range on the weekday. But depending on how many people we have, if we have enough people to actually rent it out for the whole or on Saturday, then we would, I'm pretty sure, good business sense will have it to where we would may be able to do that. So looking forward to that. And then the second day will be classroom, will be preparedness training. It will be actually the preparedness development, where we want to develop you into creating your own satellites where you live, where you are. And this is going to be all inclusive. So looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll have the numbers by the end of the week. Just need to hear from a couple of things and how this is going to work, and then put it together, and then we will definitely let you know and put the Eventbrite up so that you can. I want to keep it as reasonable as possible. We'll be here in Dallas. For those of you that are in Dallas, you can drive in. For those of you in other parts of the state, other part of the state and the country, you will have to come here. So we want to start to make, you know, this is the very first one, so grow with us. And I definitely would want some of you to help and be a part of it with us as it grows and as we do this, because that's what it's really, really going to take. And then this will be the first one. So firearms is very, very critical training, because we definitely need that. Because let me tell you, proper, and I'm going to get into that in the show, but no, I might as well now. Proper firearms training is not just, you know, a lot of people will buy firearms, take their overall firearm home and put it inside of a lock safe or a lock box, and they think that it is, they have the most reasonable firearm safety that has been adhered to by doing that, and that's not true. That's not true at all. Let me tell you why that's not true. It may sound good, but it's not the truth. It's not good. Here's why it's not good. If you do not know how to properly utilize that firearm, it is just as dangerous as you having it out and not having it locked with unaware children that have no understanding with fires. It's just that dangerous. It can definitely, when you have a firearm, it really, you should have a practice that everyone in that overall home has firearm, at least. They don't have to be one that has to, you don't force it on anyone, but every person needs to have firearm safety at least. Because it's something you never know what is going to happen. You never know what's going to go wrong. You never know what scenario is going to come up. You could be in your home, your firearms trained and everything else, but you're out to dinner with a firearm at home with untrained people at your house, family members at your home. How safe is that? And then for some reason, something happens where they need to defend themselves at home for whatever reason. Burglary that turns into a robbery, that turns into a home invasion, to whatever happens. The children could be playing out in the backyard, a pack of stray wild dogs. There's so many different things that could happen. So many different things. And while you're out at dinner and you're firearms trained, but your overall, let's say your spouse or someone that you're living with or your children are at home and they have not received any type of firearms training and they're of age, yes, your firearm trains to help you, but how does that help your family when you're not there? Or you have children, you know, semi-adult or teenage children at home, and they're not firearms trained at all. They don't understand what that overall tool is capable of. And they know you already have it locked up, but for some reason, somehow, because it can happen, they find out what the overall combination is, or they find the key and they unlock it. And they're mesmerized by it for whatever reason, because they haven't been properly trained as to what the capabilities of this tool. It is not a toy. It is a tool that should be respected because of its capabilities. Or they're at home and someone breaks into your home, or something happens, God forbid the lights go out and people start running around and you have the Walking Dead scenario. They're not firearms trained. May have been responsible for you to put a firearm in a locked box, but the real responsibility is that everyone there is firearms certified and trained to know what that is and how to safely handle that overall weapon. Then you won't have the mistakes, as many as the mistakes that you do have. A lot of the mistakes that happen with firearms is because people aren't adequately trained. They have no clue what it is and what it can do and how it works, why it works. And because of that, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. So that's some of the things that we will definitely be going over and looking forward to doing that. My man Scotty just got back on the board real quick before we get into the to what's in the news. My man Scotty says, Dave, we just rolled. Oops, went down. Let me put it back up. Okay, okay. Scotty, if you okay, when you come back, Scotty, come back. He's gonna give us an announcement. Good announcement. So, that's with some of the things that we will be going over in the RDP summit. But then in the second day, we will actually be going over some preparedness things, and then structuring out where you can go home and develop your own satellites. We will be going over tactical training, what to do, what not to do, some of the things that you should be thinking about, how to better protect yourself, not only with a firearm or without a firearm, and just some real tactical training that definitely works, and then we can grow upon there. Then, my favorite part is that there are great opportunities business-wise that we could all get into that would definitely enhance and reposition ourselves to be able to acquire currency to leverage it into money. Very, very important, and really just stabilize ourselves and our family. One of the things that had a couple of people that a couple of clients that we gave some instruction to a couple of months ago. And probably in mid last year, in early summer or late spring of last year. And we told them, hey, by the beginning of next year, you can anticipate this doing this and this doing that. And I'll tell you what that was. We actually got some of our clients into some cryptocurrency, gave them the advisement, and said that, you know, whatever their, let's say they had a couple of $100, a couple of $100 investment. Well, some of the ones that we gave them, and one in particular, and we told them that it would probably do this and more. We told them about the cryptocurrency token known as Populous. And yesterday, Populous went over $76. And many, many, many of our clients gave us a call and couldn't believe that it happened that quickly. And they were transferring, and they gained from that. A couple of $100. Some of them turned it into, you know, very, very large sums of currency or cash that they're going to be trading for real money. So we did that. A couple of other ones that we gave, but that was one of the stellar ones that we gave and got them in when Populous was only, poof, it's a cryptocurrency known as Populous, when it was only roughly 9 cents. No, it was around 9 cents or so, maybe even less. So this was some of the things that they were able to gain from that. And now they're able to leverage things. And you know what? They know the power of action. And they benefited from that. And that's generally what really does happen. They knew it wasn't going to be something that was overnight. They knew it was something that they just needed to be patient on. And they got into it for all the right reasons. Some did, some didn't. But the individuals that did get into it are extremely, extremely happy. And some got into it for as little as a couple of $100. And their overall, what they gained for that was I mean, just multiples, windfalls. It's, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars. And I don't know, some of them got in at different levels. I don't remember what each and every one of them did, but I know there were a significant portion of them that did remarkably well. So we're happy to be able to have helped them with that, and looking forward to growing more. And there were actually, you know, it's a very, very, when you help people with that type, with those types of moves, it's gratifying. It's you're happy to help people with that, and you try to do as much as you can with it, and that's all that's really required up for us. Because I know that we got a lot of people into this at the pre-ICO area before it turned into ICO, and then they made a profit as soon as it opened up. And so we got them in, and some of them, I can't remember, I think it was around, I said 9 cents, but I think I meant 90 cents, and just a little, it was 90 cents, sorry about 90 cents. And it was, you know, so we're really, really pleased about that. And for those of you, you know who you are. Some of them listen to Tando Radio show. Some of them don't, because we have global clients. And they were very, very, very appreciative, so much that I didn't even know that it was topping that way yesterday. And then some of my clients had gave me a heads up as it started to move on Saturday above 50. We almost called it to the spot to where it would be. And I said, beginning of the year, you can look at it being around $74, $75. Those individuals didn't poo-poo it, and they got in because a lot of them had been with us with other things before, and they truly get it, and they reaped a handsome profit in moving forward. So big ups to that international community and the community that we're familiar with that works with us. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. So got other things that we're working on, and we're going to be bringing it to everyone and moving forward. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. The area code is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Scotty, are you there? Did you happen to come back yet, Scotty? Were you able to make it back, my brother? Scotty?
Yeah, I'm here, Dave. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Scott? Did you want to
I'll do the announcement. I was actually kind of wanting you to do it, Dave.
But, oh, you wanted me to do it?
Yeah, but I'm on, so okay. I'll go ahead and give it. And, you know, you can give it out in the future and remind folks from time to time. But today we just rolled out our first yearly. When I say we, I mean the Black Talk Media Project, the U.S.-based nonprofit. But we just rolled out our first yearly business sponsorship opportunity. And less than 1,000 a year. It's like $960, I think it's $965 for audio ads on rotation on the station, digital radio station, Black Talk Radio Network, what you're listening to right now, and video and banner ads on the platform, Black Talk Radio Network. So they'll be able to see the offer on our website and our social media accounts. But we'll also be rolling out some more short-term campaigns as well. But that campaign is for like a one-year business sponsorship, just like you might hear the Arthur T. Viney Foundation is sponsoring NPR. So this is an opportunity for small businesses, black, it doesn't matter the size of the business, but if they're looking for African-American, African diaspora audience, and they can give back to the black community and invest in institution building. So, because, you know, the Black Talk Media Project is planning and wants to launch a nationwide community digital media center initiative. So this could be like anything. If they got clothing, products, services that they like to offer the black community, that's a way to offer those. At the same time, investing in a nonprofit that's investing in community digital media centers.
So now, and that overall, for anyone that's ever been in business with this type of exposure, that is, you can't really beat that anywhere. So we should be taking advantage of it. I will be moving to take advantage of this as well. For under $1,000, 1 year business sponsor on Black Talk Radio Network, really in being facilitated by Black Talk Media Project.
And they can have an option, Dave. And you know, they have several options because it is an expense. It's a business expense. Okay,
it's a business,
but
expense,
since
right.
We're a nonprofit, then you had an option of how you file your taxes, whether you want to list it as a nonprofit donation or if you want to list it as a business expense, you had that option. It's up to you, whatever presents you the best benefit.
There it is. So, and yes, I will be talking about this every day. I actually was speaking to some of the individuals that I had a seminar this weekend at that gun club, and told them about the opportunity here. So it's a lot of great things is going to be happening. But Black Talk Radio Network, Black Talk Media Project needs your overall support so that it can facilitate its financial obligations and its financial overhead and responsibilities in order to continue going forward. So got a great opportunity to reach a demographic that is always ignored, and that is the mistake of the economy, in my opinion. If you're wise, take advantage of that and utilize that to your advantage, and make, you know, if we have things that are serviceable, are products that the community really does need, this is a great place for you to sponsor and grow your business and grow relationships with the individuals that listen to the overall network. So time to really move, as always, and time to work and to seed and invest forward. And that means that we have to sometimes sacrifice some things. So what are you sacrificing to get an inheritance that you're going to be passing forward? Hopefully that is something that is important to you, because it should be in my eyes, and it is neglectful to do anything else. So that is a great little move this down. It's a great opportunity for just a little amount of cash with a enormous potential. So all of you that are interested, please, the business sponsorship opportunity for less than $1,000 for audio ads and rotation on the station and video or banner ads on the platform is available for under $1,000. So that can't be beat. Okay, so we're going to get into what's in the news. As before, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Area code 704-802-5056. Big ups to you. And I truly, truly do appreciate you all listening to Tando Radio Show. But before we get going, I don't want to keep – we got my man in – 1 second. We got a caller on the line. It's my man Thomas out of NYC. Thomas, welcome to Tando Radio Show, bro. What says you before we get started?
Oh, peace, Dave. I had some articles that I wanted to read, but you can go ahead. I'll read them after you go.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. So, you know what, Thomas, what I want to what I want to do, go ahead, Thomas, with some of the articles you have first, then we'll get into the other ones, because I don't want to keep you on hold on air. If you're available to go right now, if not, I'll come back to you. Whatever is good for you, bro.
Yeah, I had a few. One comes from ANSA News. Vatican slams China monkey cloning. And I thought this was interesting because what they quoted from the head cardinal at the Vatican, we must always consider the effects of interventions on our ecosystem and weigh the risk of making mistakes in the management of new know-how, which may be in the future led for interventions on the human body. Now, this is coming from the people who got anywhere in the world where you speak in English, Spanish, French, Dutch. These are the people that enslaved you, and they have the nerve to talk about someone. And I just thought that was interesting. How dare they be the moral police all of a sudden?
Right.
Yeah. You know, I had one about Israel. Did you see Israel met with Russia today? And
yep.
From what I understood, Netanyahu pretty much went off about Syria and pretty much told them that, you know, Israel's going in there. And that's the last thing they want is those people in there, because we know that they are ruthless and they don't follow any Geneva Convention rules or any of that stuff. They just work next to the speakers. This one I thought was interesting, Dave. Elon Musk has now sold $4 million worth of flamethrowers. So now this guy I label as the most dangerous man in the world. Just to let everyone know, Elon Musk is an African-American, even though he's white. However, he has these flamethrowers. He's selling to California or places where I don't think they want any flames going off there. However,
right.
this guy, you know, he's trying to raise money for his company. And here we have one of the largest purveyors of corporate welfare. Over $5 billion has been given to him. Just to let people know, corporate welfare in the state of New York
is real.
Last year, it was $5 billion for all the food stamps. They've given this guy $5 billion to have failing companies, because none of these companies are profitable. And I just thought that was pretty interesting that he's selling flamethrowers now, which lets me think that he's probably in the arms business now.
Yep, exactly, Thomas.
Yeah. And I had a couple more, but, you know, I'll let other people get in.
My man.
They were, yeah, so go ahead, brother.
No, and I wanted to say, you know, when Thomas says that Elon Musk is African-American, he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. Oh, but not the way you think. Not the way with the label and the tag that you would think. But Thomas is absolutely right. Absolutely right. He is African-American. So, but I'm going to let y'all think about that, how that can actually happen. Great articles. Flamethrowers, yeah, he's getting in the arms. And that's that whole, I don't know, what was in the movie Terminator, that whole company, what was it, whatever that company was? That whole thing is, yeah, that was the warning as to what they're going to bring. All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. And for today, and the topic of today, the same course always produces the outcome. The same course always produces the same outcome. I meant to put same outcome. So my mistake. So, but what we're going to do is, Roz had posted some things on Friday that I didn't get to because I didn't refresh. So I wanted to get you some of the articles that he had posted on Friday, and then we'll get into the show and we'll get into what's in the news. And what I'm going to have to do is there's a lot of stuff. Let me see how much we got. Make sure I didn't miss anything. Yeah. But what we'll probably do is that okay, so all right, so because we got to get into the show, let me jump into some of the stuff that's what's in the news. Okay, article from Friday that Roz posted, very good article. This one was the first one. Let me pull this up. Come on up. And it says, here this comes. This one comes from, sorry about this, y'all. And the article is coming up, very, very critical one. And this one is getting some traction globally, but not much here. Glad Rise posted this one. Russian infrastructure spying could cause total havoc for the UK defense minister. So check out that article. So it's getting a lot of traction globally because I'm telling you, the overall positioning for war is definitely being put in place. And I love going outside of the country to look at some of the things that's there. Next article, this one, Rise Post from the New York Times. It says Turkish Kurds. One second. Turkish Kurd, allies or terrorists? Who are the Kurds fighting in Syria? So check out that article Roz posted from the LA Times. Next up, one Roz posted from Bloomberg on Friday, had to do with Treasury Secretary, celebrity figurehead Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. I call him Mnuchin. Endorses dollar decline. We talked about that somewhat, read some of the stuff, but it, you know, what he said was very, very concerning, but what Ross said, the Commerce Secretary, said was absolutely confirmation what this whole setup is, because he basically said we have the U.S. military to rampart the U.S. dollar, basically mean to be the bulwark or to back them up. Man, that don't work no more in the world. You about to get, well, I can't talk like that on, you about to get knocked out. So check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one, and this one came from weird.com. Bitcoin drug deal, Silk Road. Check out that article. A lot of you that's getting into cryptocurrency, you should know as much about the overall history of this in this present form as much as you can. Is a good read there. Next article from the Telegraph, and this one has to do with Facebook reinstates accounts of terrorist suspect 9 times after the complaint they were snuffing his free will. So check out that they're going to be using that type of mentality, ladies and gentlemen, saying that will be the excuse for boop, silencing the general population. For those that want to obey the rules, and whenever they give you a right, this is the thing. Rights are things you own. Then it can be dutifully repossessed. It's not anything that you control. Sovereignty is what you control. That's why cash is a debt instrument that's being controlled against you, and assets gives you control over any and everything. So same thing here with rights and sovereignty. Rights are just like cash. It's a fiat. Sovereignty is what has been given to you. So check out that article. Next article from the anti-media. And I really do need to go over fiat. A lot of people misuse that term and the full impact of that term of fiat. You hear people say the dollar is a fiat. And they're saying because it's a fiat because it's not worth anything. No, that's not why it's a fiat. Fiat just simply means that it's been decreed by the government in their overall financial transaction. Gold is a fiat. Silver is a fiat. The American Silver Eagle is a fiat of the U.S. Treasury Department and the Mint. Gold is a fiat, meaning that they've decreed it as one of something that they can use within the overall economy. But what makes it valuable is if that fiat has any real money attached to it. The dollar is a fiat, is a worthless fiat because it had no intrinsical value that's attached to it. So we have to really, really get a true vast meaning of things, because the meaning of things are practical, and so very, very important. So I just wanted to let you all know that, and that mistake happens common And it's repeated, but just so you know, as Tando Radio Show listeners, what's really up on that one thing and that particular thing, and then try to get as much as we possibly can to you. We don't know it all. We just try to grow from what we do know. Okay, or try to find out. There we go. Next one, article. Raz posted this one from the anti-media. Peace breaks out in Korea as North Korea calls for a peaceful reunification with South Korea. So check out that one that came from the anti-media. Next article, Raz talked about this on Friday. It was kind of hilarious. Yikes, three armed men tried to rob a Bitcoin exchange in Canada. This one came from the Hacking News. Next article, Raz posted this one from Undark. The magnetic field is shifting. The poles may flip. This could get bad. Yes, I definitely do think that the magnetic poles have been shifting and switching and everything else because it moves with the energy of the universe. So check out that article. Next article, Raz posted from CNBC. These producers want to revolutionize the entertainment industry using blockchain. Check out, that was a real good article, video from CNBC that Raz posted there. You want to check that out. Next one from The Drive. U.S. Air Force expands the MQ-9 Reaper drone force in Afghanistan to its largest size ever. Yeah, and that's one of the largest drones. Man, critical. So those were some of the articles that Raz posted that I missed on Friday. Then we're going to go into a couple of other articles real quick. I posted this one from Paul Craig Roberts. In the West world, lies have displaced the truth. In the Western world, lies have displaced the truth. Very, very true. Check out that article. This is a critical one. Check this one out from The Guardian, and we're going to take a look at this one, not today, but later this week. We loot or we die of hunger. Food shortages fuel unrest in Venezuela. Check out that article. You need to know. Next article, as my man Thomas was talking about, I got this one from Press TV. Netanyahu heads to Moscow for Iran talks with Putin. Let me tell you why. He's been called on the carpet. He's going to Moscow. Putin not going to him. And this whole situation with war in the Middle East is definitely rapidly expanding, and it's going to expand to your front door and inside of your home soon enough. Closer today than we were yesterday. Next article, U.S. military buildup is beyond the scope of deterring Pyongyang or North Korea, Russian envoy says. This came from Sputnik News. So what is basically being said there, China realizes that the buildup is not for North Korea, it's for them. So they're taking the necessary actions as well. So check out that article. Next article, this is a real good one, from the South China Morning Post. No digital currency ban in Hong Kong, but education to come. This is why... You know, we talked about the crypto. I'm not going to talk about it right now, but we talked about the crypto when it was going down. Everybody, boy, we have to become more savvy in financial things so that we can seize on the opportunity. So hopefully you were able to gain on the opportunity. This article I thought was, man, major big ups. I'm surprised they let this out. It is one of the tactics, clandestine tactics that's used. In all form of clandestine warfare. That's the best way to put it. So this one comes from RT International. U.S. military bases and patrol routes compromised by fitness tracking map. So this is what I want to really express. So let me just give you the little gist of this. Terrorists and militants and other irregular forces who don't use jogging apps may have a tactical advantage after a worldwide heat map by fitness tracking app Starvia exposed the possible location of high-tech forces deployment. See, I wanted to... I'm going to come back to that. Then I put in a YouTube video of a Starvia app so that you can see what they mean by that and what's up with that. So, man, critical one. This is asymmetrical. These are some of the asymmetrical things that you should be doing to acquire the necessary things that you'll need going forward. This is the overall form of thinking and strategy that always succeeds. Always succeeds. Okay? And I'll go over that in a second. Next article, I got this from Sputnik News. EU plans to react swiftly to any Trump trade curbs. Boy. Next one. L.A. Ramon posted this one. Trump team debate nationalizing 5G network. Oh, without a doubt. Great article. So check out that article. L.A. Ramon posted that one. Check out that. Man, has everything to do with the overall martial law that's going to be put out, y'all. They already did. See, they're just telling you this like they just, they've always done this. This is part of the corporate control. Fascism has no flag. It has an agenda. It used many flags to distract its true intention. Next article, Rise posted this from Cerebrally Naive Network. Russian jet flies within 5 feet of U.S. Navy plane, Pentagon said. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this from Hot News. China calls for Japan for joint efforts to advance ties. Ooh. China calls for Japan joint efforts to advance ties. Very, very critical. Definitely with some... suggest that you read this article because the rest of the world are making deals, and we talked about this before. The U.S. will have no allies. Will have no allies. Why is that important? Because it means they lose, and the whole setup is for them to lose, and so that the system can continue to make its advancements and maintain its overall objective goals and prosper that way. So check out that article. Great article there, Roz. Next article, Telegraph. In this one, oil prices could derail the global economy. Check out that article, Roz posted that one. That was from the Telegraph. And, oh, man, I shouldn't have did that. Okay, and so... couple more. We got to get, well, we got time. We can just go into. Next one, Rise posted this from Lying Like a Fox. Beware sophisticated ATM jackpotting attacks, warned Secret Service. Criminals are using technology to target ATMs in a sophisticated jackpotting attack, warned the Secret Service, because that's actually one of the jobs of the Secret Service is the overall currency supply in the Treasury. They protect the Treasury in that's their primary, one of their primary jobs. Secret Service has warned financial institutions about the attack, which forces ATMs to dispense large quantities of cash. Criminals insist malicious hardware and software are the combination of both to take control of an ATM in a jackpotting attack. So they call it jackpotting. And let me tell you this, y'all. In my opinion, that's the excuse for what's going to be happening in the future. It could blame this person, that person. You never know, but it is there. And the warning for you would be to be aware of it. So you're driving by some ATMs, take a look, especially the ones at the bank. Just make sure that they're not spitting up all over the place, spitting up currency all over the place. And if they are, take some of that currency and then, you know, hey, get you some. Well, no, I'm not going to tell you to, I'm not going to tell you to do that. So do the responsible thing, okay? That's always the best policy. All right, so next one. Rise posted this from CCN. Bitcoin traders robbed at gunpoint. UK Bitcoin traders robbed at gunpoint. So all types of things, you know, activities will continue to go and do what they're doing. Next article, well, we got two more. Next article, Bitcoin Today. Raj got this from the street. Bitcoin Today, coin checks fallout. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Bitcoin Today, coin check fallout spurs concern. UK sees first cryptocurrency holdup. Crypto holdup. So check out that article Raj posted. And then the last article Roz got from CNBC, Goldman Sachs sees high probability of a stock market correction in the coming months. You think? Yes, I definitely do see that. But that is not the major, in my opinion, the thing that you should be really focusing on is getting yourself in position before the actual economy turns completely sour and turns to the third or the fourth world economy that it is going into. Is still in the higher echelons of the economic spectrum, but it will not be there for long because it is moving in places and moving is, and it's losing traction that it will. So, need to know that. Okay, so that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, then definitely give us a call. One of the things of today's show, there's a couple of things I wanted to discuss with you all. Would love for your overall participation. Give us a call, 1-704-802-5056. And when we come back, let me pull this article up. It's a very, very important article that I wanted to, and it's from earlier this week. I had put it up earlier, but I had to shut down my computer, and when I shut it back, brought it back up, it's gone. So, and I expected it to do that. This is what it does a lot. So I'm going to pull this article up and then go from there. But if you would like to get in on the conversation as we go into a commercial break, give us a call. 704-802-5056. And today's show is going to be based around the same path ending out in the same results. And we should know these things, and we should really study what has happened in the past, because the U.S. is actually, in my opinion, is moving towards a position in a state that you are not familiar with. You didn't grow up. Later this week, I'm actually going to do, remember we did the 96-hour margin call, and I'm going to do the 12 hours of darkness, which really should be even, no, it's about right, about 12, the 12 hours of darkness, and that is going to be looking at sit-sim situations, scenarios of how I envision things going here in the States when we have 12 hours of darkness, not because the moon has been eclipsed or we live in the Arctic Circle, but because for whatever reason, from a EMP attack or from a, however you would like to do it, what will it look like here in a fictional scenario of what life will be like here in the 12 hours of darkness? And I think that you'll get a good perspective of that, and we'll do that. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump into today's show and talking about the same path of the same path and the same practices elsewhere are making themselves very, very relevant here in what we need to know. So listen to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
The Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. I can't see the board right now, so if you're there, just say, excuse me. I will know that you're there and come to you. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. And today's show, what I really want to, there's a couple of things. There's one article, and it was out of Russia Insider. And it was posted a couple of weeks, a week or so ago. And it's a good article for what I want to. And then there's another article that I'm pulling up right now. And I think that these articles are very, very significant that we should be paying attention to them. And I think they speak volumes as to what's happening and what you really, really can expect. In the second article, I thought I just had it, but my computer is so slow because it's one, as I was telling you all, the bad thing about living in the rural area is that your internet. But I'll take that over some of the other stuff that goes along with living in the really, really developed, overpacked areas. So I'm going to start with, I thought I had it. It's coming up. Almost there. So, too many articles. All right, so I'm going to start with the Russian one, and then as we go into the other break, I'll pull up. Didn't want to go that far. I'll pull up the other article, and it's basically saying that the article is that the U.S., its foreign policy is the same domestic policy that it uses at home. And we definitely know that. And this whole thing is going to implode. And this one, and I actually talked about this one somewhat from the Russia Insider, but I wanted to cap it off because I wasn't able to fully finish it out. And this was from Russia Insider, and we started off with this, but I wanted to really, really, there's a couple of things that I didn't get to tie in with you all that I think is critical. And it says, from Russia Insider, the whole world is sick and tired of the U.S. foreign policy. When the dollar pops and China takes over, many will rejoice. When the dollar pops and China takes over, many will rejoice. See, this is the purge, ladies and gentlemen, that is going over well globally. And this is going to have an effect on you, but how you respond to it is going to be very, very, very important. So we should know these things. I want to pick up this article. We read some of it, but we didn't get through all of it the last time we talked about it, and we need to, in my opinion, and really intertwine this other article for you to think for when we do the 12 hours of darkness, and it's going to be similar to the 96-hour margin call. For those of you that have been listening to the Tando Radio Show since then, it's going to be similar to that. Here we go. In the article, let me pull this up real quickly. And it talked about in the first part who gave the U.S. the right to kill Gaddafi. But, of course, Come on. Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to ask the internet to cooperate here. Let me touch this thing. Go ahead, cooperate for us. Need this. Okay, here we go. I did. I cooperated too much. Okay, cooperate just enough for me. There we go. All right, cool. So here we go. The article continues, and we read this, and I just can't get this thing to... 1 second. Sorry about this, all. This is live. And, all right, here we go. That's it. Stay there. Cool. Here it is. America's influence has declined. And it moved on me. Oh, I love it. I may have too many things open. Okay, here we go. Don't move. We got some dead air here. All right, so let me just... All right. It's pretty bad today, y'all. It just does not want to help me out. All right, come on. Okay, I'm going to just go by what it says in this article in jest. And, of course, now it's, everything's messing up. Okay, here we go. It's basically saying America's influence has declined. You know, who gave the U.S. and gave NATO the right to kill Gaddafi? In spite of 9/11 and everything else, but who really gave the United States the overall wherewithal to start to propagate its overall agenda by its military, by stealing resources and invading countries, and destroying what the so-called whatever process those individuals have, if it's domestic, democratic or not, doesn't matter if it's communist or whatever, but this is still an invasion and destabilizes the overall whole paradigm. And what it does is it set up for global war, and it really does. And it says here, no one appreciated that at the time, but the U.S. unchanged its ability to intervene anywhere and everywhere, and it chooses at the end of the day. Fast forward back to Barack Obama's plan. This thing is just like moving on its own. As soon as I'm reading it, it's all right. Stop playing. Okay, Barack Obama's plan to implement an extensive strike plan against Syrian government in 2003 which never transpired due to strong Russian opposition and widespread protests against the United States. A few years later, Russia directly intervened in Syria at the request of the Syrian government and effectively implemented its own no-fly zone in significant proportions of the country. Trump's April 2017 strike on the Syrian government was only conducted after his administration first notified the Russians through a deconfliction hotline set up to manage the Syrian conflict. However, Russia isn't the only country that is tired of the Americans' foreign policy. And recent emergency UN security meetings to discuss the current situation in Iran is a testament of that. Even Washington's traditional allies can no longer withhold their criticism of America's desire to police the world. And I would say they have no desire to police the world. They have a desire to fleece the world. Goes on. However, worrying, the events of the last few days in Iran may not be part of their constitution, a threat to international peace and security. French ambassador to the UN said, we must be wary of any attempt to exploit this crisis for personal ends, which would have the diametrical opposite outcome to that which is wished. He was saying that to the U.S. See, this is the thing. The U.S. is trying to topple another country. And with it, the ambassador, the French ambassador to the UN, remember when I said that the NATO was basically done? Germany has broken it, and wherever Germany goes, France, the overall sentiment, and this is not by mistake, this is the whole setup, y'all, and then later on they'll come back and say, hey, we told you we was going to do this, we had to do it, you didn't listen, you didn't take, so now we have to be more vigilant in our overall heavy-handedness. So he was basically saying that France is, let me read it again, we must be wary of any attempt to exploit this crisis. Who was exploiting this crisis? Who created it? The U.S. is what they're saying. For personal ends, which means that there will have a diametrical opposite outcome to what is expected, what is wished. Basically, the U.S. wished to overthrow this country, but the world is going to overthrow the U.S. And this is all being set forth. Russia went even further, bringing up America's own behavior and treatment of protesters as a counter-argument to the notion that Washington is motivated by human rights concerns. By your logic, they were saying, by your logic, we should have initiated a Security Council meeting after the well-known events in Ferguson. Y'all see where this is going? See where this is going? In Ferguson, UN ambassador addressed the United States delegation. Iran also insisted that the matter was an internal affair and not something for the UN to weigh in on. And China agreed with the ambassadors, calling it a purely domestic issue. French president even went so far as to accuse the U.S., Israel, and Saudi Arabia of instigating a war with Iran. That's the French president. This is all the setup, even though all of these countries are in one big fraternity. But the setup is still the same. They're about to switch the tables, and they're about to turn the U.S. from a superpower to an insignificant position, but a very significant position because of a labor force. They're going to work everyone here that's not prepared to death beyond what you ever know. They're going to bring all the jobs here, but they're not going to pay you anything. Why? Because the U.S. is going to lose the war and go into receivership, and there's going to be a debt that everyone is going to have to pay. We talked about this before. Here's their own words. They're setting it all up. They're telling you. The official pursuit by the United States, article continues, the official line pursued by the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, who are our allies in many ways. That was the French president saying that, in many ways, meaning not in all ways. In a few of them, in this one, in this one, but we are not committed to them. Just told you they're no longer allies. It is almost one that would lead us to war. The French president told reporters, according to Reuters, instead, the French president called for a dialogue with Tehran as he warned against the approach adopted by the aforementioned three countries, United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. They will be the only allies of each other on the other side against the world. Saudi has nukes, Israel has nukes, the U.S. has nukes, but so do everybody else now in the world, and they'll lose. Oh, believe me, and those other ones will turn quick, fast, in a hurry. Why? Because it'll be in their best interest, and they're surrounded. So, it was not a coincidence that the foreign representatives said that by you doing this, what you did is hypocritical. Because what you did in Ferguson, it should have been a UN Security Council. Emergency UN Security Council meeting against the United States. What are they saying? Do you see they're setting up for sanctions to be hit against the United States? They're setting up for everything that they used to do to every other country, seize their assets, freeze their overall banking institutions. Overthrow their overall country and put in their overall leadership to invade their countries militarily. This is what's all being set up. Wasn't done this way before, but now it is. I've seen this before. I've seen it before with Germany. The whole way that they set up Germany. The official line pursued by Israel. Oh, we read that part. The Turkish president recapped. Also came to Iran's aid during the protests with Turkey's foreign ministers openly saying, Iran's stability is important for us. We are against foreign intervention in Iran. Who's that foreign intervention? So you're now, we're starting to get the picture here. Oh, shoot, the rest of the world is sick and tired of the U.S. But here's what they're not saying, and I'm going to say it for you. The rest of the world is ready to seize the assets of the United States because they are like sharks. There's blood in the water. The article continues. At the end of last year, Erdogan, which is the Turkish president, stated that the United States sanctions on Iran was not binding on Turkey. It sought to outmaneuver them at the time. And it was said, the world does not consent of the United States alone. American influence has declined and was most evident in Donald Trump's recent Jerusalem debacle, which saw the celebrity figurehead Donald Trump administration issue a stern threat to the entire world, warning that they needed to vote in favor of Washington's interests at the UN. Most of the world chose to ignore those threats and gave the United States a giant middle finger, so to speak, voting overwhelmingly against the Trump administration. That was the nations that are ready to go to war with the U.S. And they're going to follow the overall lead of the superpowers that will be established after the U.S. decline. Because they were falling in line. Because they were under the influence of the U.S. for different reasons, bribery and everything else. Guess what? The dollar don't buy the bribes that it used to buy before. The renminbi does, the ruble does. So they're basically saying this. Here's what they're basically saying: U.S., you broke now. You got nothing to offer. We don't want your cash. It's trash. While Washington is more than capable of unilaterally attacking other countries, both covertly and overtly, with an ever depleting ally list, what is becoming increasingly clear that it may not be able to do it without actually opposition from the rest of the world, including nuclear powers, Russia and China, which refuse to stay silent as the U.S. tries to shape the world in accordance with its geopolitical desires. Here's the whole key of that whole story. While Washington is more than capable of unilaterally attacking other countries with both covertly and overtly, with an ever-depleting list of allies, what is becoming increasingly clear is that it may not be able to do so without active opposition from the rest of the world. What is active opposition when you are covertly and overtly attacking countries? And that is those countries and other countries overtly and covertly attack you. And it says, including nuclear powers, which refuse to stay silent as the U.S. tries to shape. They're no longer going to allow the U.S. mold. And that's critically important to you. It's critically important to us. Critically important to our families and our overall community. Because the impact of that is going to be felt the most by those that are unaware that this is here. That this is here. There was another critical article that resonates right with this one, and I'm going to have to go into my bookmarks real quick because it can't go into Tando to find it. Got to find it a little bit faster than that. So what you saw at the UN is that, as they said, it was the proverbial middle finger that they gave the U.S. But now after they do that, the next step is, guess what they're going to say? We want you to pay for this. We want you to pay for this. You destabilize this. Now you need to fix this. And not as a matter of fact, you are no longer welcome to the UN. What does that mean? The UN is going to move. Watch for hearing about the UN moving from the U.S. That is going to be coming soon. The IMF is moving to China, to Beijing. Wouldn't be surprised if the UN moves to where would we see the UN could be? Oh, maybe China? Maybe Hong Kong? Probably where the UN is going to move. And this is all being put together and strategized while we are distracted doing things and thinking that everything is fine, nothing has changed, our normalcy bias has kicked in, and we're not taking an assessment of our overall surroundings, the collapse of the retail space. And I was with a really, really good friend talking about the retail space. And the reason why the retail space has collapsed is because the rent is too high. That's really what's collapsing, the retail space. And as that retail space continues to collapse, and there's a lot of people that think that companies like Amazon are putting the retail space out of business. Yes, that is a small part of it, but the real significant part of it is the rent. That's what's putting them out. It didn't even matter if they were still doing business on par with Amazon. They still wouldn't be able to afford the rent. Ask was really, really destroying, and that's purposely being driven because, in my estimations, that is purposely making very, very smaller opportunities for you to get the necessities of life. You know why that is, folks? That's fascism at its best. That is fascism at its best. And man, how that works. So that means that you will be beholden to the overall corporations like never ever before. It will be sharecropping on steroids. You work at the overall company and you buy from the companies of your life. And oh, they overcharge you. They charge you way more than what they're paying you, if they pay you at all. So what does that mean? That means that you're constantly not able to save. You're not able to create some independency for yourself. You are continuously having to come back to the plantation in order to make it. That's the setup. You can't become sovereign. You're never able to acquire the resources. And one of the things that they made it so popular is that for us to be consumers and not stores and prodigious savers of resources. In this type of mentality, more than it doesn't, it does the work of all, everything that they fail in. By having a consumer's mentality, whatever their shortcomings are, they're overshadowed by that great flaw, that great trip into the proverbial never-ending hole. You just keep going down. We just keep going down because we're consuming to our own demise. We are actually become a parasite of ourselves. We're consuming ourselves. For things that have no intrinsical value that could get us no closer to prosperity, because it has no real intrinsic value. It has no connection to prosperity. How can something that has no redeemable qualities ever ensure that you have a legacy, an inheritance to pass down? Not there. Hasn't and won't be there. We need to really, really change the way that we look at things, because the sooner we do, and if we would just, and I meant to pull this up, one article up, I don't know, if we will just start to think asymmetrically and apply strategies that really do work and be cunning in what we do, there'll be no one to stop you. The other article that I wanted to jump into, and it marries perfectly with the Russia Insider article, is this one comes from, one sec, this one comes from The Nation, and we're going to go to a commercial break. The Nation: the disturbing parallels between domestic and foreign policy by the United States. You'll see how they do this there and here, and it's both going to bring the exhaustion of the global community and the domestic community. The disturbing parallels between U.S. policy at home and military tactics abroad. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Ooh.
2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. That's not it. It's the old one. Just did that from memory. The new number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Then hit star. We'll see you in queue. Sorry about that. And please excuse some of the delays that we had with my internet today. So sorry about that. Hopefully we're still getting the message to you across. We do the best that we possibly can. And I hope you will look over our shortcomings. We do this because we feel that it's necessary to tell you and to bring things that you should be questioning to mind. So please just look over the flaws, the many, many flaws that we have here, particularly me with dealing with this daggone internet and everything else. All right, so next, want to tie these two in, and I want to show you something else to bridge it. There's an article, it's called The Nation, and it was put out a good article, The Disturbing Parallels Between U.S. Policies at Home and Military Tactics Abroad. This Army strategist says today policing is looking more and more like a military operation. We talked about this many times before, from Ferguson, from the Kennedy assassination, from the L.A. riots, and where all of this stuff came from and how it was actually agendized from back then to now, so that you can see it all. One of the good things about the system is patient and methodical in doing things, because they make sure, because they know the success rate of doing it that way. When everybody that tell you, those that are disenfranchised need things to happen right away, so they could walk around with anxiety. And anxiety never ever brings your best talents and abilities. It actually causes your body to shut down. Because we're working from a dire position. But anxiety is not going to help it. We have to be methodical, and we have to teach the community the ways in which not to go, and if they do go in that direction, that choice has been theirs. But we also have to make it ourselves. And there are some principal things. When you really start to buckle down and everything else, you will start to see much clearer some of the things that you can do and what you need to do, what we need to do to get to where we want to go. You'll start to see a path that may be more difficult, but is more obtainable to get to the end result and more beneficial. So check out this article real quick. Here it is. This thing, the drug on wars, this ain't police work. I mean, you call something a war, and pretty soon everybody's going to be running around acting like warriors. I would say acting like soldiers. Running around on a damn crusade, storming corners, slapping on cuffs, racking up body counts. Pretty soon, damn near everybody on every corner is your boop enemy. And soon, the neighborhood that you are supposed to be policing, that's just occupied territory. This was from a quote from Major Bundy. Remember when they said this on The Wire? Man, I used to love The Wire, because The Wire was very, very true to American style policing. I know. I can remember both so well. My first raid in southern Baghdad, 2014. Watching on YouTube as a New York police officer officiated and murdered Eric Gardner for allegedly selling loose cigarettes on a Staten Island street corner, not 5 miles from my old apartment. Both events shocked the conscience. It was 11 years ago next month, my first patrol of war, and we were still learning the ropes from the Army units that we were replacing. Unit sweeps are tricky, dangerous in dangerous times. They're known as right seat, left seat rides. Picture a car. When you're learning to drive, you first sit in the passenger seat and observe. Only then do you occupy the driver's seat. Only when you occupy the driver's seat, that was Iraq. And as units like ours rotated in and out via an annual revolving door of sorts, officers of the incoming units were like mine. We were forced to learn the terrain, identify the key power brokers in our assigned areas, and sort out the most effective tactics in 2 weeks before experienced officers departed. It was a stressful time. That's how the military always does it. It has its seasons. The new people come in. They're the boots. They show them, you got to follow me. This is the ropes. Hurry up, learn this, because I want to get the heck out of here. And then they leave you with it. There you go. Boom. Drop it in your lap. Uh-oh. Those transactions. Let me see. Here we go. Okay. Those transitions were weeks, consisted of daily patrols led by officers of the departing unit. My first off of the, can't say this word, and my FOB, forward operation base, was a night patrol. The platoon I tagged along with was going to house for a suspected Shiite Muslim leader. Back then, we were fighting both Shiite rebels and the Mujahideen army and the Sunni insurgents. We drove to the outskirts of Baghdad, surrounded a farmhouse, and knocked on the door. An old woman let us in, and a few soldiers quickly fanned out to search every room. Only women, presumably the suspect mother and sister, were home. Through a translator, my counterpart, the other lieutenant, loudly asked the old woman where her son was hiding. We could find him. Where could we find him? We couldn't find him. Where can we find him? Had he visited the house recently? Predictably, she claimed to be clueless. After the soldiers vigorous tossed of a few rooms and found nothing out of norm, we prepared to leave. At that point, the lieutenant warned the woman that we'll be back, just as it had happened several times before, until she turned in her own son. I returned to the FOB with an uneasy feeling that I couldn't understand what was it that we had just accomplished. How did harassing these women, storming into their homes after dark, making threats, contribute to defeating the Mujahideen army or even the loyalty of the trusted Iraqi citizens? I was, of course, brand new to war, but the incident felt totally counterproductive. Let's assume the woman's son, was a Mujahideen army to the core. So what? Without long-term surveillance or reliable intelligence placing him at the house, entering the premise, that way, making threats can only solidify what adverse the family already had for the army. And what if we gotten it wrong? What if he was innocent? And we potentially just created a whole new family of insurgents. Though it wasn't through that cross, even though that wasn't a thought that crossed my mind for years, those women have felt like many African-American families living in persistent police pressure in New York City, Baltimore, Chicago, or elsewhere in the country. Perhaps that sounds outlandish to most affluent whites, but certainly enough that some impoverished communities of colors in this country do indeed see the police as their enemy. For most military officers, it was unthinkable that many embattled Iraqis could see all American military personnel in a negative light. But from that first raid on, I knew things that was the thing for sure. We're going to have to adjust our perception as fast, not of course, and fast, but not of course. Did we do that? No. Years passed and I came home. Stayed in the army and had a kid, divorced, moved a few times, remarried, had more kids. My Giants even won 2 Super Bowls. Suddenly everyone had iPhones and was on Facebook tweeting and texting rather than calling. Somewhere, somehow, in those blurred years, Iraqi-style police brutality and violence, especially against poor blacks and generally because of front page news, one case shaking the whole world following the YouTube video of another. Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, Tamara Wright, Philander, move this down, Castillo, and Freddie Gray. Just a short list of some of the many of the clips of, that reminded me of enemy propaganda videos from Baghdad or helmet cam shots recording of troops in combat, especially those that came from New York, Chicago, or San Francisco. Let me hurry this up so we can get to it, but I wanted to, so you can hear this. Brutal connections. As in Baghdad, so in Baltimore. It's connected. You see, scholars, ponders, politicians, and most of the facts, like in our world, remain to be discreetly and comfortably separate. That's why so many few articles or reporters or op-ed columnists even think to link police violence at home to our imperialistic pursuit abroad or the militarization of policing of urban America to our wars across the greater Middle East and Africa. I mean, how many profiles of the Black Lives Matter movement are even mentioned American 16-year war on the terror across on terror across huge swathes of the planet? Conversely, can you remember a foreign policy piece that cited Ferguson? I doubt it. We just read one. Nevertheless, take a moment to consider the ways in which the counterinsurgency abroad and the urban policing at home might in these years have come to resemble each other and might actually connect. A phenomena. Move this down. The degradation involved. So often, both counterinsurgencies and urban policing involve countless routine humiliation of the most innocent populace. No matter how we've cloaked the terms, partnering, advancing, assisting, and so on, the American military has acted like an occupier of Iraq, Afghanistan in these years, and thousands of post-invasion army footings of army foot and vehicle patrols in both countries tend to highlight the lack of sovereignty of these people. Similarly, as we look long ago, as in 1966, author Jane Baldwin recognized that the New York City ghettos resembled, in his phrase, occupied territory. In that regard, matters have often have only worsened since. Just ask the black community in Baltimore for that fact of matter. Also, ask Ferguson, Missouri. It's hard to deny that American policing have become progressively more. Move this down. Defiant. Just last month, St. Louis cops taunted protesters by chanting, "Whose street? Our street?" At gathering crowds. Pardon me, but since when has it been okay for the police to rule American streets? Aren't they there to protect and serve? Someone needs to tell me. Move this down, sorry. Oh man, it's cut out on me. Okay, hold on. Sorry, you all. Someone needs to tell me, with the founding fathers, would they be applauding such arrogance? And I would tell you, yes, they would. That's why they were the founding fathers. The racial and ethnic stereotypes in Baghdad, many troops called the locals Hajis, ragheads, or even worse, still, sand niggers. There should be no surprise that in the frustration involvement in the occupied duties and the fear of death inherent in the counterinsurgency campaign led soldiers to stereotypes, sometimes even hate the population they were opposed to support. Ordinary Iraqis and Afghans became the enemy. In other words, only the radically prejudiced and sometimes pretty cruel sound familiar and acceptable. Listen to the private conversations of American urban police or the organized public insulting the populace that they're paid to protect. I, for one, can't forget the video of an infuriated white officer taunting Ferguson protesters. Bring it on, you effing animals. Or how about the white Staten Island officer caught on the phone bragging to his girlfriend about how he framed a young black man, or, in his words, fried another nigger. Dehumiliation of the enemy, either at home or abroad, is an old empire unto itself. The search and seizure, and I'm going to end here, and I want to tie this, I'm not going to have time. I'm going to tie this together with, these are the exact same things that the rest of the world is going to bring the U.S. up on charges, and they're going to dutifully find them guilty of those charges, but they're also going to find them guilty in their lands of doing it. Going to be the time and the opportunity that they will seize, that they will say, we have to get rid of this type of mentality in governance.
Dave, can you hear me?
And we've seen it before. Hold on a second, Scotty. Okay. And they're going to say, we've seen it before. And they're going to say that we saw this in the Third Reich of Nazi Germany, which was actually begotten by Manifest Destiny. And they're going to bring that case. And then they're going to bring the case for war against the United States. And the United States will fall quicker than the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. Go ahead, Scotty.
Did you pick up your call from Texas?
Okay, yeah, I didn't see the call from Texas. Yes, I'm going to pick up that call.
You have 5 minutes, caller, 806. Go ahead, Dave.
Go ahead, Jambone.
Okay, I just got a quick question, a couple of quick questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you think of the U.S. using the influenza flu virus as a biochemical warfare against its own people? Then my second question is, with the new technology of injecting embryos to create human beings, what do you think of the U.S. creating their own slaves instead of the slaves we already have now, to create their own specific slaves where they can be able to control them better and also create their own super soldiers in the future? And that's all I have to ask.
Man, great, great questions, Jambone. I agree with you on all three spots. Yes, 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 and yes. Here, with the creating the influenza, why not? It was actually enhanced in the laboratory, so it's part of the bio warfare. It works very, very well. This is how they're able to push their overall vaccinations that come from the Bureau of Chemistry that later became the FDA. So, yes, they've been on this overall path since their overall existence. It is part of the overall methods and tools that they use to control. Yes, we'll do that. Second part, you asked about what was the second one, Jambone? I know the third one was. Oh, the slaves creating the.
Yeah, the human body, human slaves, but from embryos.
Oh, definitely. Why? Because they want to control from the cradle to the grave. And so now it's, why don't we even, you know, maybe it's better for us to control from the embryonic stage to the grave. And so what do they want to do? They want to minimize people's objective, and that they would, what they would do is create a mentality that always obeys. Oh, I'm going to make some people mad in a second. But what was the last one before I make everybody mad? What was the last one, Jambone, that you had?
That was about it, you know, besides creating their own super soldiers, you know, what they are.
The super soldiers,
I think they're doing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without a doubt. We'll definitely create super soldiers, because war is profitable, because war is nothing more than a wealth transfer and a resource transfer. So, yes, they want to control that battlefield, because now people will decide, no, I don't want to engage in that. That tells you that in the future, that at some campaign, that they anticipate people saying, no, I'm not doing this. No, I'm not doing this. So then they got to send in the overall programmed devices to do their bidding, which they will do. And I want to just say this, something about Jambo talked about from the embryo. Why is that so important? Well, make a lot of people mad at me. Well, that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. There were some people that were never questioned, was the perfect slave. And I'm not going against the great creator. What I'm doing is I'm going against what man told you was the great creator. There's no different in a book than on a piece of paper. When they write "In God We Trust," who do you think they're talking about? Not talking about what was created naturally, what was created harmonic for the harmonic resonance of prosperity and sovereignty. That was the doctrine that was created. So creating and controlling from the embryo to the grave is very, very important, because then you will have overall subjects that will never question you. And what do? You put them in a state of where they're in a catonic state, a hypnotized, comatose state, and you make it something that is based off a chemical imbalance, and you develop it from being artistic to being fully controlled. From artism to being fully controlled. And when they're fully controlled, then they don't have to worry about someone questioning, should I be doing this? Do I want to do this? They just obey. And then they need to go to a tree that the great creator made, and to be able to partake of that tree so they'll be cured of what man has ailed them with. It's all a setup. Want to just thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. I know I probably made some people mad on that one. Don't worry about it. You'll get over it. Look for some truth. You'll be cool. So it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away.
Hey, Dave, much we got hey, Dave, yeah. Dave, before you go, we got Melanated Roots coming up. So, Brother Braggs, if you could be
ready.
Right,
Monday. Melanated Roots coming up right after Tando Radio Show, so we got to get out of here so we can make room for them. So, Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind, brother, to chime us out, greatly appreciate it. Melanated Roots coming up. Stay tuned.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.